as we welcome Jason Kansbeth's 5 minutes today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Somebody told me, and maybe it was even you, I don't know, somebody told me, you know, you get that, somebody, you get some information, and you're like, I don't know where that came from, but it was like, somebody said that apparently back in the day, they used to, like, start playing the Christmas songs, like, from Christmas on. Did you hear that?
I have heard that in the past. I don't think I was the one that shared that with you, but, yeah, the whole notion of 12 days of Christmas, right, starts on Christmas.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
So, I can't, in our build-up sometimes... And sometimes, maybe even in the past, we've been like, all right, Christmas is done. And people are like, whoa, you know. So just kind of ease me out of this whole thing. How was your Christmas?
It was really good. It was really good. We had John and Grace and Rosie over yesterday, which was wonderful, as always.
Yeah.
We typically do a Christmas morning, sometimes Christmas Eve morning, but I made Liege waffles and bacon. And
nice.
Yeah, it was really good. How about you?
Well, I want to. We'll get to me, but I mean, Rosie's a year and a half, so tell me that had to be just great.
Well, it was definitely different than last year, right? She was more interested in presents, but not interested in opening presents fast yet. So she would, you know, get started and hey, I'm on something, and she would be totally enamored with the first thing she opened, and so we had to kind of move things along past her.
Huh.
And,
So
it was really good. It was good. Fun to have her here.
Yeah. No, we had a. Fantastic, like Christmas Eve at my in-laws, and we kind of, there's a lot of different gifts in terms, you know, some of these different ways that people celebrate, so a bunch of gifts, kind of small items are put in stockings, and then you roll dice, if you get doubles, you get to pick, so that lasted a while. I think I came away with too much trail mix, which is hard for me to say, because I gifted more of it yesterday, but yeah, and then our family Christmas yesterday, I mean, four of our five kids don't live in the house anymore, so even though they don't live, although Grace lives in Madison, so she was back from Madison. So, yeah, it was good reconvening. And then even yesterday, I told you that a movie I was embarrassed to have not seen was The Greatest Showman. That's still true. But I actually never saw the full It's a Wonderful Life. We watched that in black and white yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched that Christmas Eve. It's become an annual tradition for us. What did you think?
Yeah, no, I'd seen the end. You know, I'd seen it kind of from his, you know, the whole Pottersville thing on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, no, to just take it in. I mean, it's rough when Jimmy is, you know, Jimmy Stewart is having, you know, just his downer period there. But, no, it's a great, it's a classic for sure.
Yeah, it's a classic. I've never watched it colorized. I've always gone with the black and white because
I was looking up. I was surprised. I was telling, we got talking about that. And I was like, it was first colorized in 1986.
Sure.
By somebody.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
So it's interesting. All right. Well, today I see is St. Stephen Day. So Chad Bird is, he knows his Old Testament inside and out. And he said, this is December 26th, the day after the celebration of the Nativity of Jesus, the church celebrates St. Stephen Day. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, when he preached that Jesus was the Son of God, which we read about in Acts not that long ago here.
Sure. Yep.
And he says, it's good that we celebrate St. Stephen Day on the heels of Christmas on a holiday that all too easily turns into an argument or a brawl or even a murder. St. Stephen Day calls us to repentance, encourages us to speak a word of forgiveness to those who've sinned against us and to find life and healing in the one who, born in a manger, spoke from the cross these words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Good thoughts there.
Boy, talk about powerful words. I mean, there's no words more powerful than those, right?
Right, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when we're always living in this society where it's how can I get mine, that reminder of forgiveness, trying to seek reconciliation is a good thing.
I'm going to give myself a home. We're going to pick up again this morning. Let's go back to Acts. We are in Acts chapter 9, verses 36 to 39. But I'm going to give myself a homework assignment, which is here. End of this, I'm going to give myself, the end of the year into next week, like to be able to cover all the scripture we've done on this show, so I can kind of get a perspective on it. Because we've done a lot, but
sure, we have.
I know we've never done Revelation, but anyhow, go ahead with at least the scripture today on that.
Sure, and it says, there was a believer in Joppa named Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was always doing kind things for others and helping the poor. About this time, she became ill and died. Her body was washed for burial and laid in an upstairs room. But the believers had heard that Peter was nearby at Lydda, so they sent two men to beg him, please come as soon as possible. So Peter returned with them, and as soon as he arrived, they took him up to the upstairs room. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing him the coats and other clothes Dorcas had made for them.
Hmm. So do we leave it there, or do I go ahead and read your devotional commentary?
It's up to you. I'm off, so it's fine.
Yeah, you're off. All right, since you're off, go ahead. Here we go. Here's what you write in Letters to the Beloved. Word of what was happening in Lydda reached the community of Joppa, a coastal city 11 miles from Lydda. One of the disciples in Joppa was named Tabitha. She was committed to living and loving in my son's name. While Peter was at Lydda, she died after a brief illness. They washed her body and laid it in an upper room. Unlike the law in Jerusalem that dictated the body needed to be buried immediately, in other regions, the custom was to leave the body for 3 days. Her friends sent a messenger as fast as they could to Lydda, hoping that Peter would come to Joppa and perform a miracle. Peter joined them, and they brought him to the room where widows surrounded Tabitha's body.
Yeah, so I would just say on that, one of the things that I loved about doing Acts was to kind of really step in and think about how far cities were apart, what are the customs that are going on, you know, because, again, I think we can skip over those details, and even that idea of leaving the body out for 3 days, kind of a fascinating one. So,
Very good. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go. Jason Kahn's Best 5 Minutes of the Day, WWIB.
This started as Tuesday trivia. We took a day off for Christmas. Now we're back at it on a Try It Again Thursday, 715-723-2555. We have not one, but two free Chick-fil-A sandwich cards. Your choice of the grilled chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich, or the original chicken sandwich. And we're going to give you two of them. Just have to be used by the end of the year, so end of the month here. But first, you have to solve this question, 715-723-2555 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. The question is, if you remember it, if you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? If you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of this year. And we did mention, hey, this is something in America, right? So if you're an average American, if you're a typical American, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Over 8 pounds of this. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555.
People have had a day plus to think about it. We'll see if they've come up with something. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kathy from
Rock Falls. Hey, Kathy.
What do you think?
Is it beans, like legumes, beans?
Okay, sure. Karen Hurd would be happy with that.
Is that it?
Sorry. No. The beans, thank you. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda. Good morning.
Hi, Linda.
What do you think?
What was it?
I mean, I hate to say this, but I think it's probably sugar.
Sugar. All right. Over 8 pounds of sugar per person per year.
Not it.
Not sugar.
More than that.
Yeah, it kind of seems like it, actually, when they actually do those things that show you how much sugar is in a can of pop or whatever. Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
Right. Yeah, if you have a couple. Yeah, that's for sure. 723-2555. We can do better than that. We're going to need to if we're going to send somebody to Chick-fil-A on us. Here this final week of the year, I want to go and get a spicy chicken sandwich, maybe even, I don't know, in the next couple of days. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right.
What do you think, Linda?
I'll probably say French fries.
French fries. Over 8 pounds of French fries in a year.
Sorry.
Not French fries. 715-723-2555.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Rice Lake. Hey, how about butter?
Butter. I feel like that was guessed before. Yeah. It actually was our very first guess now that I look back. So go ahead and have a bonus guess here, Todd.
Okay, how about cookies?
Is it cookies? A lot of Christmas cookies being consumed
maybe
the last couple days.
Maybe just in the last week, but that's not it.
Thank you, Todd, from Rice Lake. Again, if you're typical, if you're an average American, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Over 8 pounds of this. What is it?
Caleb, we're working today, but a lot of kids, they don't have school. And I'm sensing some people are off. And so it's just
right?
not
just
quite
kinda,
the usual participation.
A little snooze fest?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
So we will have a hint coming after 7:45. Something to try to point you in the right direction here on WWIB. Tuesday Trivia, who wants to go to a Chick-fil-A on us? Get to your phone, 723-2555. A hint is coming.
Indeed. And so this is the question we started off with. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? We ended up saying, you know what? This is for average Americans, typical Americans. So again, the typical American will eat over 8 pounds of what this year? And we want to give you two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. Just have to use them by the end of the month, end of the year. 715-723-2555. Here's another hint, Havel.
Yeah, it is a complimentary food.
So not necessarily main course type of a thing. This is usually complementing something else
right
on your plate. So If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? And this food typically complements other foods. 715-723-2555. We'd love to hear from you and give you a chance to win.
We're asking people to guess. My guess is this is Todd and Rice like. Am I right?
That is right.
All right.
But I'm on my way to Eau Claire, so.
Okay.
Well, so he really wants these Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches so he can have lunch here today.
Todd, what is it?
I'm going to go with rice.
Is it rice?
As the complimentary food. Is that it? Sorry, Todd.
I have to call out my wonderful son, my 9-year-old, for a moment. Yeah? He believes that Chinese food is, in essence, rice because he loves the rice we get from Chopsticks here in Halley. And he's like, I love Chinese food. Doesn't necessarily eat the other things, but the rice, he loves the rice. So,
like the fried rice? Or
Straight up white rice.
Straight up fried rice.
It's like,
all right.
Wow, all right.
Very good. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kathy from Rock Falls.
Hi, Kathy.
I would say ketchup.
Is it ketchup?
Got to say, I drove by Rock Falls a couple of times Christmas Eve going to my in-laws. That's not it, Kathy. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Thinking complimentary food. Usually complimenting something else.
Kathy getting the idea of it with ketchup. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda, speak up loud and clear here.
Salsa.
Is it salsa?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a good guess, but that's not it.
715-723-2555 is the number to call. Again, don't call the listener line. Call our studio line so we can get you live on the air here. Try it again Thursday.
We've given you guys a hint. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Caleb. Morning, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Sounds like Beth. Beth, yeah.
All right, go ahead, Beth.
How about sour cream?
How about sour cream?
Had some of that on some taco soup recently, but that's not it. Sorry.
We had some of that, too. My wife made latkes the other day. Delicious.
What is this what?
Like the potato pancakes. Like a lot of times, like during Hanukkah and things like that as well, too. But they're really good any time of year. So.
Yeah, excellent. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire.
Hey, Julie.
What do you think?
Somebody just stole my sour cream, but how about mustard?
Mustard. All right. Is it mustard?
It's not mustard.
Mustard. Again, if you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Typical American. Again, we're saying complimentary. Think complimentary foods, usually complimenting something else.
I'm going to just say a lot of what people are guessing now are condiments. I mean, I just want to say that could be, but I mean, we said it like a complimentary food.
Yeah, so. Could be.
Could be. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jane from Rice Lake.
Hi, Jane.
What do you think, Jane?
Tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips.
Love tortilla chips with the salsa.
So good.
Could that be it? Sorry. All right.
And over 8 pounds.
Three more. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake again.
All right, Todd.
I'm gonna go with potatoes.
Potatoes.
And this would work out so good for Todd because, of course, coming to Eau Claire, he could pick up his free passes, but that's not it.
Two more guesses. Right. But again, you guys are, I think, trending in good directions here.
Yep. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Winter, Wisconsin.
All right.
I'm going to say corn.
Corn.
There we go.
Good Midwest food.
Yeah. Is that it? It's not. Sorry.
If you're typical, if you're an average American, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? We've said it's a complimentary type of food, usually going with accenting, complimenting something else.
This is the last guess before 8 o'clock. Are you going to be the winner? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Kevin, and I'm calling from Fulton City. Well, I live in Fulton City, but I'm calling from somewhere else. But I'm going to go with cheese.
Cheese.
That's been guessed, I think.
Yeah, you can have a bonus guess here, Kevin.
Oh. Well, if cheese has been guessed, let's go with sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
That has not been guessed.
It has not been guessed.
Good on the brats, for sure.
Got that.
I think of it great on a broad, but that is not it, so sorry.
All right, well, good guesses, everyone. And again, I feel like we're moving toward hopefully getting a solve today. So good.
Maybe after 8:15 here on WWIB. Caleb, you brought in a tray of goodies today. I got my eye on the fudge, actually. So
we brought these in for the staff, and Sam had first dibs yesterday since he worked Christmas.
Yeah.
But
that was nice of you.
He left a lot.
Okay.
For everybody else. And
thanks,
so,
Sam.
There are a number of different things. And let's see if I can remember off the top of my head what all my wife put on there. So, it was, again, some things she made, some things I made. There is regular fudge.
Mm.
There's peanut butter fudge. There is her special, like, Andy's mint fudge, which is incredible. There are peanut butter balls. There are meringues. And there are church window cookies
Wow.
on there as well, too. So, the Christmas treats do not have to stop. I'm gonna after wait Christmas, to, just like the Christmas music doesn't stop.
I'm going to wait to dive in until after the news. 20 years ago today, NFL Hall of Famer Reggie White died at his home in North Carolina. Caleb, he was only 43 years old.
Yeah, and it just when you mentioned that to me this morning, I was just, I remember that, but also I'd forgotten just how young he was. Mm-hmm. And of course, a big sports fan, but also he made such an impact, I think, in my life when you thought about his boldness for Christ, because mm-hmm. he was, you know, again, they called him Minister of Defense, right? He was a follower of Jesus Christ first, mm-hmm. an amazing football player, a legendary football player, but a follower of Jesus Christ first and foremost. And that's what stood out about Reggie is he lived it. He lived what he believed.
He was wholehearted, right? He was wholehearted on the field, off. I know at the end, they say he was studying, you know, in the original languages, digging into the Hebrew. And so, good example for us, Reggie White, here on this day after Christmas, Thursday. Let's get a winner.
Let's do this for two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. We've got two free Chick-fil-A sandwiches courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. These free sandwich cards just have to be used by the end of the month, the end of the year here, and we would love to get them into your hands. 715-723-2555. This began as Tuesday trivia. We took a break for Christmas. Now we're back on Try It Again Thursday, and here is our question. Again, 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Now, we've clarified, if you're a typical American, if you're an average American, you'll eat over 8 pounds of this year. And the clue that really seemed to be getting people headed in the right direction, Havo, as we said, this is a complementary food, typically. Usually, this is something that complements other foods.
That is what we said. People need to seem to be picking up on that.
715-723-2555, over 8 pounds of what, if you're an average American?
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire.
All right,
again.
Julie.
How about pickles?
How about pickles? Would it be pickle? What makes you say pickles?
Well, you can have it on a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they offer it on the side.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily
you want a
the
pickle
main.
With it.
We just actually had those. Sorry to get off in the weeds here, but we just had that. You know, they call it Midwest sushi, like the pickle roll ups. So you've got like the ham and then the cream cheese and the pickles mm-hmm.
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, those are good.
Those
yeah.
were so delicious.
And I've made that already.
So good, Julie. You are absolutely right. You win. Yes, the average American eats over 8.5 pounds of pickles every single year.
Yeah.
Bravo, Julie.
You're going to Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Cool.
Hang on the line for us. We'll let you know how to pick up these free Chick-fil-A sandwich cards. Yes, we got a winner, Halvo, and pickles. And I'm trying to think, do I eat that many pickles per year? Probably, because they're delicious. Dill pickles are my favorite.
I've got family members who are bigger pickle lovers than me, but it does jazz up the sandwich, and I love the appetizer you were talking about there.
Very true.
All right, congrats, Julie. Thanks for helping us get the W and get this solved here on WWIB. WWIB, 28 degrees, 12 and a half in front of 9.
Well, a few thoughts here, those shower thoughts when you're pondering a little bit and you're saying, huh, just thinking uh-huh. a little bit about the world around me, things that make sense, maybe don't make sense. For instance, if the world started ending on April 1st, nobody would believe it.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Home Alone 2, Kevin is neither home nor alone for most of the movie.
Some shower thoughts here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Things to ponder. Page numbers are mostly useless in dictionaries because you use letters to navigate when you're looking through a dictionary.
There you go. Here's another one. People think they're responsible for their intelligence, should be smart enough to know they're genetically fortunate.
Indeed. Shower thoughts here in the WIB Wake Up Show. A few things to ponder, to mull over, to chew on. Belated birthday greetings just extend your birthday happiness.
They do. They're nice.
Thank you for those.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's never really explained how Santa gets into apartment buildings.
Really? Yeah. I mean, lack of chimney. So how does that work? Shower thoughts. A couple more here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Websites demand increasingly convoluted passwords for security purposes, even though most accounts are hacked due to security breaches on their end.
Mm.
Wasn't my password.
You are all on us. And finally, we had a big container of OJ that got largely polished off at our Christmas breakfast yesterday. But here it is. Orange juice is also called OJ, as I just referenced. But apple juice, it's not called AJ.
Huh.
What's with that?
Shower thoughts. Things to ponder.
Uh-huh.